With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santello.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, on the agenda this morning is we're going to take some singing lessons. We're going to also visit Mr. Hammerstein and Mr. Richard Rogers. And maybe we'll say hello to Dolly.
All right, sounds good to me.
Why don't we start off with the Rogers and Hammerstein kids?
A Grand Night for Singing, which opened this week up at Musical Fair. We mentioned it last week, but now it's up and running.
And you can hear, my God, the history of Broadway musicals and the music of these two chaps.
Well, you hear an important little slice. That's true. But there are references to what became before and certainly to what was to come after.
I brought in Oklahoma. I brought in Carousel and Cinderella as well.
I think we should play Oklahoma. That's where the collaboration began.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning.
Alfred Drake, Oh, What a Beautiful Morning, original cast of Oklahoma, 1943.
What a beautiful voice he has also.
Very old-fashioned, but yes, a very beautiful voice. You wouldn't have a Curly like that again, but when he first began to sing that number on the Broadway stage, people knew that something brand new, at least then, was on the Broadway stage. And then after the war, when it opened in London, the same thing happened. In England, very much, it represented everything that was good about America and good about World War II being over.
So that's a Grand Night for Singing, and it's at Musical Fair. Why don't we go to one more musical? How about Hello, Dolly?
Well, Hello, Dolly's up in Lockport. That is one of the Jekyll kids, Amy Jekyll, directing Hello, Dolly, starring Wendy Hall as Dolly Levi.
And every singing diva has taken a whack at that role, haven't they?
Many, many performers have done Dolly. Joanne Worley was the standby for Carol Channing. Never got to go on.
And that's Hello, Dolly.
Hello, Dolly, up in Lockport at the Historic Palace Theater.
Let's talk a little bit about voice lessons. It's a comedy by Justin Tanner, and it's at One Curtain Up Alley.
Directed by Neil Raddus. I saw it.
And the word is?
It's just silly. I especially enjoyed the voice lesson part, where Joyce Stilson is this non-singer from the community theater trying to out-sing her arch-rival. She has an overinflated sense of her talent, and this vocal teacher does not want to take her on as a student.
Joyce is one of those people who I think is a bored, funny person. She thinks funny.
She does think funny. That's at the alleyway and will be through April the 21st.
Killer Joe is a drama, but it reminds me, there's a jazz tune. I think Sade also made a version of it by the same title, Killer Joe.
Well, drama, but it's also a comedy. And this is by Tracy Letts. Earlier in the season, we saw down at Road Less Traveled Theater, Tracy Letts' Superior Donuts. I think that this is the whole town flirting with the play everybody really wants to do, which is August Osage County. But August Osage County, which won the Pulitzer Prize for the Chicago playwright and actor Tracy Letts, has 13 characters. So we've gotten Superior Donuts, and now we'll be getting his very first play, Killer Joe. There's going to be a movie of August Osage County, by the way, and with the lead inevitably played by...
That blonde bombshell,
Meryl Streep. You got it. It's Meryl Streep, but also with Julia Roberts. But the story of Killer Joe, this family, the son of this family, is a really ineffectual drug dealer. He's gotten himself $6,000 into debt with the kind of people who break your thumbs if you don't pay back.
I don't know any of those people.
So he decides that the best thing to do is to kill Mother for the insurance, a character who never appears on stage. So this family conspires to kill Mother, and in comes the hired assassin. He is everything they are not. He is meticulous, he is well-mannered, but they have no money, so he agrees to take as a retainer their virginal daughter. And that is the setup of Killer Joe, and that is over at Buffalo East, the American Repertory Theater of Western New York, directed by Matt Lacusa, with Patrick Cameron, David C. Mitchell, Stephanie Bax, and so on.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.